Okay, can we start the podcast?
I suppose we can start the podcast.
Books and cats and 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 books
and cats and books and cats and books and cats and books and cats and books and cats and books and cats and books and cats and books and cats and books and cats. Hey, have you read this yet?
Welcome to Hey And, Have You Read This Yet? The podcast where I introduced Andy to books from my childhood. So I'm Karen, and this is my child, Andy.
Hi, I'm Andy.
My pronouns are she, her.
I'm a they, them. I'm non-binary.
Awesome. So, yeah, but we love to read, and we realized that there's a lot of book that Andy really likes.
Yeah.
And some of which Andy and I have read together, and then there's a lot of books that I grew up reading that I'm like, oh, Andy, you need to read this book.
Yeah.
And
we there's going to be some that we're going to get into. One of them's Miss Piggle Wiggle. Oh. I am very excited to get into that one.
I am so excited to get into some of these books. Like, like I said, some of them might be a little bit harder because they're older.
That makes sense.
You're going to introduce me to books that maybe,
In the next episode, it's going to be, instead of, hey, Andy, it's going to be, hey, Mom, because I'm going to be introducing my mom to a book.
Yeah, so this week I picked one of my favorite books from when I was a kid, Sideways Stories from Wayside School by Lewis Satcher. Sideways Stories from Wayside School is an awesome book. It's really zany and silly, and I just loved it as a kid. For anyone who hasn't read it, there will probably be spoilers in this podcast, so go back and read the book, or, you know, don't, and just have the book spoiled. Andy, do you think it matters if the book is spoiled?
I mean, kind of, because it's a really good book to, like, read if you, like, read it. But, like, we're going to do introductions on every one of these books in this. So if there's ever a book that you see in here that looks like a book that you would like to read, you can just listen to a little bit of it, and there will be that shortcut that says about it, and you can be like, oh, this is a book that I would like, and I think you should go and read it first and then listen to it.
And then come back, yeah.
Yeah.
I do think that Wayside Story, like, it's just goofy. So, like, it's not horrible if you go into the book knowing what happens. It's just less fun.
Yeah, I feel like it's more fun because I've read it, like, twice. I don't know why, but I feel like it was much more funner to read it the second time. I don't know why.
I wonder if that's because the first time we read it together, and we read it to you. And this time you got to read it yourself.
Yeah, probably.
At your own pace. Well, to tell all of our listeners a little bit about this, Sideways Stories from Wayside School follows the zany adventures of the kids in Ms. Jewel's class on the 30th story of Wayside School.
So, the school was, this way it was built when they were going to build it, they were going to build it like that, how normally you would build a school, like the sideways and up, but they accidentally just built it up, so it has 30 stories in the sky, and on the back of the book, you see a picture of it, and it doesn't even show all 30 stories.
Yeah, because it's really tall.
It shows the top, but it doesn't show all 30 stories.
Yeah, so the builders, it says in the book, they explain that the builders had the blueprints sideways, and so instead of building one floor with 30 classrooms, they built one classroom per floor, so it ends up being really tall. And the builders did apologize in the book. They said they were sorry.
Oh, also, we're probably going to get this into this when we start this, but there is no 19th story.
Oh, okay. There is no 19th
story. There is no 19th story. There is no 19th teacher. We'll get this more when we go into, I think it was chapter 7?
Well, we're not going to go chapter by chapter.
I know.
Let's start, though. What was your favorite part of the book?
I think, every single part. It's an amazing book, and it's hard to, like, capture that one part that's super good in it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But I would say my favorite chapter would have to be, I honestly don't know. I'm looking through the book right now, and I still don't know.
I don't know. There are so many goofy things. Yeah. And they're really, it's basically like a book full of like little stories. Because each, you don't really build on other stuff. There are more books in this series. And that's, we were talking about this while you were reading it. And I was like, oh, what about this? And you were like, that doesn't happen in this book, Mom. And I was like, oh, I didn't realize
it's it. It's because there's three different books. We're just reading the first book in this episode. We're not going to get to the other three books.
No, the idea
is... Yeah, it's going to be a different book every time.
The idea is to introduce more books. So if you like Wayside Story or Sideways Stories, then you can read more. You can go ahead and read the rest. Which, Andy, you have the rest of them, right?
I do, yes. I have them in my bedroom right now.
So you can go on and continue reading them if you'd like to.
There's this little thing that you can get, which is just a whole entire pack with all three of them in there, like I think is really good.
It's like a box set. They do that with, like, series books. They send you the box set. Some of them get really, like, the one you got was very common, but sometimes for bigger books, they'll start getting, like the Harry Potter books. They make really fancy box sets that have, like, I don't know because we don't have any of them. So. All right. Since this is a book from my childhood, one of the things I wanted to talk about was how it compared, like, when I read it when I was your age versus now as reading it again.
How was it? How was it right now? Like, what was the difference?
It was pretty good. Let me talk about this first, and then I'll ask you the other question I had. Yeah. It was pretty good. It was exactly what I remembered. Everything was really short. I think when I was your age, it took me longer to read it, kind of like it took you longer to read it.
I mean, for the first time I read it, it took us like 3 weeks to read it.
It took us a long time.
It took us a long time, and then like I read it in a week, and then it was like, wait, how did I go from 3 weeks to this?
Well, because you're getting older. but it just, so I think there's that, but I think it really held up. It was still pretty fun. Sometimes when I read books that I read when I was a kid or I watch movies when I was a kid and then I rewatch it, I'm like, wow, this isn't as good as it was. And this is not that. It was still pretty good. It was really fun. The characters, I really enjoyed the characters. I liked learning about them.
The characters are something.
They're so fun. But, okay, so this is the thing, a question I had for you, because, can I see the book?
Yes, you may see the book. We have the book here, if anybody's wondering.
The book was written in 1985.
Wow, that is not what I was expecting.
So, that was my question. Could you tell that it was kind of not written?
No, not at all. I thought, like, it was written in, like, I felt like it was written in the 1900s.
You made me feel so old.
Sorry.
It was written in the 1900s.
Yeah, it was, but, like, I feel like it's more towards the end of it.
It was.
So
you feel like more like 1990s?
Yeah, 1990s. Yeah.
No, but 90s. It was 1985. I feel
like it was in the 1990s era.
All right. No, it is almost as old as I am. Not quite, but almost. They didn't use any, like, slang or anything that really dated it, which I've read books that you read them, like, and you're like, oh, wow.
That's old.
I don't think I've read them with you, or we started reading them, maybe, like The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe.
Oh, yeah. I still have that book.
Yeah. I read them when I was growing up, and then I read them again with Zoe, and I had to stop constantly and explain to her, like, oh, this is what this means. This is what this means, because it's just not written quite the same way we talk. But this one doesn't have that, so that was good.
Yeah. I have actually thought of my favorite chapter.
Oh.
It's not a specific character, though.
Okay.
It's more of the whole entire class. It's the last chapter, chapter 30. So if for anybody who's wondering, there's 30 chapters, one chapter for each story.
Mm-hmm.
And my favorite chapter is chapter 30, Lewis, because he tells the children about a school that is supposedly normal.
Uh-huh.
I'm putting parentheses.
Those were great air quotes. I love them.
but it's normal to him, but it's not normal to them because they live in a really wonky school. In the first chapter, as I said, we're probably going to get to this, but I'm get into it right now. Chapter 1, Mrs. Gorf, they get turned into apples.
They do.
It's really fun, but I really like it. And when I first read this, I was like, how are they going to come back from this? And then I heard that they just started rampaging her, and I was like, oh, yes, that makes sense.
This is a world where magic is real sometimes, And apples can move and assault and teachers.
Yeah, apparently. I mean, technically apple children.
They were apple children, yeah, so that's true.
Did you really read them?
So we want to do a quiz to see if Andy has really read this book.
And see if I actually know some specific parts. My mother here.
That's me.
Yep, she has
made some statements.
She has some statements, and I'm going to try to figure out what is wrong about them.
Yep.
So,
Are you ready?
Maybe. I'm scared, but I don't know why. I mean, I have the book right
you
here.
You have the book right there.
But I don't want to look it up, because technically that would be cheating.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
You're too honest.
Thank you. Mom, you were talking about how my honesty and my kindness goes into my teeth.
They do. It really does. Your teeth are almost too kind. All right, insert music here. Ba-boom. Wayside School was accidentally built sideways. Instead of one story with 30 classrooms in a row, it is 30 stories high with one classroom per story. Except the builders did not build a 13th story. The stairs go directly from the 12th story to the 14th story. Ms. Zarves teaches on the 13th story, but it's okay because there's no Ms. Zarves.
Actually, Ms. Zarves teaches on the 19th story, and there is no 19th story.
That's true. I thought I could get away with it because 13th is unlucky, and so, that would make sense. And actually, there are some hotels that don't have a 13th floor. They do have a 13th floor. When you get to the 13th floor, that's the 13th floor, and arguably the 19th story. So essentially, this building is 29 stories high.
Yeah,
not 30.
Yeah. I was thinking about that. I was like, this story is actually a 19th story, so there's no 30th story.
Yeah.
So you would not say there's no 19th story. You would say there's no 30th story. But the funny thing is, they want it to be funny to make you think. It really made me think when I heard that, and I was like,
I do wonder if, Louis Thatcher took the idea of, like I said, some hotels, because 13 is unlucky, they won't have a 13th floor. So, if you go to the elevator, it'll go 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 14. There isn't a 13th button. I don't know if that happens as much anymore. It did happen in the past, so I wonder if Lewis took that idea and brought that into this.
Okay.
And then played with it because...
Yeah, because it's Wayside School.
It's Wayside School. And they don't do it too much in this book, but there is in one of the future books, there's they actually go to the 19th story.
They do. There's a whole entire...
There's a whole chapter about it.
Yeah, there's a whole entire chapter about it, and then one of the kids actually goes into the 19th story by accident.
Yep.
So that's pretty cool. So if any of you at home are wondering, my mom did say Louis Thatcher, and my favorite chapter is called Louis. And yes, this is basically. He made himself one of the characters.
I think he did. I do think that Lewis is supposed to be him, which I kind of love.
I know.
All right, are you ready for the second statement, Andrew?
Yes, but no.
All right. Well, I'm going to ignore the no and go with the yes.
Okay, that's fine.
You got the first one right.
What's so...
I didn't make them that hard.
Okay, I'm going to make mine hard.
You really are, aren't you? The book starts out with the children having a horrible teacher named Miss Gorf. When a student does something Mrs. Gorf doesn't like, she wiggles first her left ear, then her right, then she sticks out her tongue, and the student turns into an apple. Eventually, the students use a mirror to turn Mrs. Gorf into an apple, and Lewis eats her by mistake.
Oh, gosh.
One is kind of tricky, isn't it?
Her ears. I know her ears are wrong. She does her right first and then her left?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I fully guessed that. I was like, I know something's wrong about the statement. I know everything's right. It's the ear part that I don't really pay attention to.
Yeah.
But, I knew everything else in there was right. So I was like, I feel it has to be the ears. It has to be right then left.
Yep. All right. Are you ready? Dead rats are always trying to sneak their way into Mrs. Jules' classroom.
Okay.
She's caught 4 of them this year. Dee Dee makes use of this fact to dress up as a rat to trick Mrs. Jules so that Dee Dee could make it to recess in time to get one of the red or green balls, the good ones, from Lewis.
It was the number. It's not 4. It's 3.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. I can't believe you got that.
I knew it was the number was wrong. But, like, I didn't know which, and I think it was less, so I just said three. And then I, like, immediately remember, like, oh, yeah, it was three.
Because Sammy was the third one.
Yeah.
Sammy is a dead rat that sneaks into the classroom.
He dresses up, on a rainy day, he dresses up as a human with a butt ton of raincoats, and it was a stinky rainy day.
Well, no, he was stinky. Sammy was stinky because Sammy was a dead rat.
Yeah.
That could talk. Not 100%.
Did he kill himself at the end? Like,
maybe from being under all the coats, like that's how he died.
Yeah.
But yeah, dead rats keep trying to ill. And I thought, like, originally for this one, I was like, oh, I'm going to change the number. I had just read Sammy, and so I was like, oh, it's perfect because there's three, so there'll be more by the end, so it'll be a little bit more confusing. And it wasn't. There was only three in this book.
No, I mean,
there's only three in this book. There are more dead rats that idea comes back in other Wayside books where there are dead rats trying to get into Mrs. Jules's classroom.
How do dead rats try to sneak into their classroom? They're dead. They can't move. How can they do that?
I don't know. Yeah, it's a little bit weird.
It's something. It's something. That's what it is.
All right.
Was that it?
That was it. So congratulations. Oh, yay, you got all three. Yay. All three questions. So, Andy, I would say that you did. You did really read this book.
I did really read this book. I love that book because on this podcast, we rate these books out of hot cocos because hot cocos are amazing, easily the best wintry drink.
They're warm and cozy, which is the way a good book should make you feel. Unless it's a tragedy, then it should make you warm and cozy and sad. But this is not that. But on that note, Andy, out of on a scale of 0 to 5 hot cocos, 5 hot cocos being the most warmest, coziest book and most wonderful feeling that you've ever had. 5 cocos would be pretty good feeling.
It really would. I mean, but it would also get you sick.
What? I guess that's probably true. Maybe you should have the hot cocos like throughout the day, not all at once.
Anyways,
that was... Unless you're reading this book. What would you rate this book?
I really liked it. It was a really good book.
Mm-hmm.
It did make me feel warm inside, like it really felt good, so I'm going to say I would either... It's kind of hard because it's an amazing book, so you know what I'm going to rate it?
What are you going to rate it?
A 10 out of 5 hot cocos. No, I'm joking. 5 out of 10. 5 out of 5. 5 out of 5 warm, cozy hot cocos.
If you really want to rate it a 10 out of 5, Andy, you can. I did completely disregard. You know what? Sure, why not?
It's an amazing book. I really like it.
Awesome.
But yeah, 5.
I would give it a 4.5 hot cocos.
And How dare you!
No. I have a really hard time. Like, I do this with regular books. I have a very hard time rating books 5 because it has to be, like, super, super good. And usually, like, a 5 is a book that I'm like...
This gets me.
Owl House.
Owl House is a really good TV show. This is not a sponsor, guys, but you guys should watch it because it's amazing. Also, watch Amphibia. It's made by the same people. Gravity Falls. Those are some really good TV shows.
Those are TV shows that, like, you get at the end and, like, all of the feels and you're crying and you're totally...
You just cry and
and as
like,
much
you
as
feel
this,
all your feelings.
I was going to say, as much as this book was great and I, like, totally laughed out loud during parts of it. So, like, I definitely felt things, but I didn't feel all the feels, which is what a 5 would be for me.
Yeah, I feel like a 5 for me is something that's really silly. If I find a TV show that I like, it's usually a 5 specifically because it gives me emotions.
Yeah.
But also because it's funny. I like really funny books and really funny things. That's why I really like the series Dog Man. We might be going into one of the books later.
So the
episode.
The other thing about this book that we didn't touch on before, and I wanted to see if you realized this. Essentially, this is a book of 30 stories, right?
Yeah.
Because each chapter is its own story. Did you catch that play on words? each chapter is its own story,
oh!
and it's 30 stories, and the school is 30 stories tall.
No, it's not. It's 29.
It's 29 okay, stories. So, but there is a story for chapter 19 in there.
So really, the funny
thing... You
want
to read chapter 19 for us, Andy?
Yes, I will read chapter 19 for you. It is also one of my...
the longest chapter ever, y'all.
I know. It's going to take me, like, forever, and we're going to have to cut this out because of how long the chapter is. Chapter 19, Mrs. Arves. There is no Mrs. Arves. There is no 19 story. Sorry. That's the chapter.
But yeah.
That's it.
But yeah, I didn't know if you had caught that play on words where there's 30 stories.
Oh, no, I haven't caught it until the, like, way end, and but I didn't think about it, and then you made me think about it, and I was like, oh, right, this part. Something like that.
Because we don't really call them stories anymore. Sometimes you call them stories, but mostly it's floors. Like, you're in a house with four floors, not a four-story house.
We have a four-story house, if you count the basement.
If you count the basement.
Yeah.
All right. So, Andy, that brings us to the end of the podcast. But before we leave, if somebody read this story, what would you recommend for them to read going forward? What's another book that they could read? If you like this, try that.
Yeah. If you like this book, you should definitely... If you like this podcast, you should read the book of it. Another one? I gotta think.
You can think. While you think, I will do my if you like this and read that. I have two. I have the one for kids. So if you read this and you liked it, you should try Miss Piggle Wiggle.
Yes, definitely.
You
try
haven't
it.
Even read Miss Piggle Wiggle. You don't know.
But it sounds like a really funny book.
It is. I'm gonna put it on the list, and we're gonna read it at some point in time. But it's another goofy book that kind of has magic, but not really. But also yes. And then if you are an adult and you like this, I'm gonna recommend a book that I haven't actually read yet, so I don't know.
Mom, if you haven't read it yet, you shouldn't say that it's a good book.
It's by Lewis Satcher.
Okay, then I'll let it pass.
Lewis Satcher wrote his first adult novel and it came out this year, and it's called The Magician of Tiger Castle. It's on my to-be-read pile. It's sitting and waiting for me, so maybe I'll read it soon. But
maybe it will be on the podcast.
I don't know. I really like...
I don't think it's
no,
be.
It won't. It's an adult novel. I do like Lewis Satcher. I think a lot of people know Lewis Satcher because he wrote Holes, which I don't know if you've read Holes.
I have not read Holes.
It's another good book. Holes is another one by Lewis Satcher that's really good. He's written really good books for kids, so that's why I'm excited to read an adult book.
I have my idea.
You have figured out what else you would recommend?
Yes, I have.
Okay, so if you like this book, Andy would recommend...
How to Eat Fried Worms. It's a really weird book, but it's honestly really funny. I've not read the whole entire thing, but I have a slight memory of it.
We did start reading
it. It was a long time ago, I have a slight memory of it. It's this boy who eats worms.
Well, he was in a bet to eat worms. He's supposed to eat X number of worms.
Yeah.
And the whole book is about it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I think maybe we have to read that one, too, for the podcast.
Yeah, I think that's
I should be writing down all of these
you
books
really
for
should,
the future.
Mom. Start, write it down now.
I'll get right on that. I will not get on that. Well, thanks for coming on this journey with us. Join us next episode when Andy gets to pick the book that I have to read. In the meantime, have you read Sideways Stories from Wayside School? What did you think of it? Let us know at heyhaveyoureadthis@gmail.com. Andy, do you have anything you want to share? Tell people what they should check out?
You guys should definitely check out the books we recommended. I have some podcasts that you should check out. Two that I personally love. I read them while I clean up around the house. One that my father made, the one that my father made is called You Gotta Check This Out. His podcast about Babylon 5. I'm not going to do any spoilers for next season, but I know what it's going to be about. I'm not telling you.
They still have to finish season one.
I know. Another one is, Smash Boom Best.
That's fun. We love Smash Boom Best for car trips.
We do. We read that at car trips. The ones that I do.
What's the history one?
It's called Forever Ago, a fun history podcast for kids and family. And then another one, if you really like science, I would consider doing, what was it called? There's Moment of
Which is
a science one, and Brains On. That's all made by a different organism that makes podcasts, but they're really good podcasts, and I think you guys should check them out. I really like the I can't remember its name. The History Podcast, Forever Ago.
Forever Ago, yeah.
Because it is very good, and it's just amazing. I love it.
Awesome. Well, thanks for joining us all. Happy reading.
Books and cats and books and cats and books and cats and books and cats and books.
I entertained